Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme, and indeed my last programme of the year. Well, on this week's programme, we get festive tips from local CELEF chef Eunice Power. She also discusses the importance of supporting local food producers this Christmas, as well as her recently launched book, My Irish Kitchen Table. We look ahead to New Year's Day racing at Tramore with racecourse manager Owen Byrne, and we talk to Abbey Community students who qualified for the national finals of the prestigious Certified Angus Beasts National Schools competition. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, part and parcel of Christmas every year has been a visit by Eunice Power to WLR, to Farm View, for a little few tips over this hectic season. First of all, Eunice, great to have you back here again, and thanks for coming in.
It's lovely to be here, Kieran. God, it's a lot of years now.
It's become part of the festive season.
Yes, exactly. So this year, if we look back on the year, it's been an absolutely brilliant year for food in County Waterford. Summer was so good, the weather was great, it was a great harvest, you know, the potatoes were brilliant, apples were great. So for producers, it was an absolutely spectacular year, which is brilliant, and everybody really needed it. Yeah. And then from our producers' point of view, the food producers, we had some incredible results from County Waterford producers of Blossom of Heron this year. Judith, Cocoa by Judith, got a gold medal of Blossom of Heron, and the Coffee House Lane in Waterford got a gold Knockinor Farmhouse Cheese, Irish Gourmet Butter, Blue Butterfly Coffee Company, and Sophie's Taste Creations from Waterford all got awards at Blossom of Heron. So that's really, really good.
It's really fantastic. And West Waterford now, and County Waterford, becoming renowned for as food producers. And nothing highlights it more than the Waterford Festival of Food.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're really looking forward to the festival next year. It's the 24th to the 26th of April. We've already got some really interesting programming. You know, people are coming to us saying, can we come to your festival? Yes. Which we absolutely love to hear. So now we're heading into Christmas and we're having a little look around and see what's in the shops. We have a lot of Irish grown and locally grown vegetables available. They're fabulous Brussels sprouts from your brother-in-law, I think, Lawrence Hanrahan. And his onions are also available in Country Store and over in Colly Ryan's shop. There's fresh kale and herbs from Clotilde and David Kiley and Kilbrian. And a lovely selection of puddings, mince pies, cakes and tarts from Tory and Villierstown. They're all at Country Store. And
Country Store, really, and our King Store have been fantastic ambassadors for highlighting and showcasing the best of Waterford foods.
They have. And also Colin Ryan's shop out there near the Friary. But they also have their own little communities, you know, each of those shops. And they're really, really important in our community. So supporting local shops like that is so important. But when you go to Country Store, you'll always have a chat with somebody. Yeah. The same if you go to Colly Ryan's, you'll always have a chat with somebody. And it's just fabulous, you know, to have.
And Colly Ryan, of course, what he's done, like a lot of the potato, you mentioned the Hanrahan's, Ballinacorty, the Foley's, the Kiley's, all the traditional families. Colly Ryan is really keeping the flag flying as regards producing quality Ballinacorty potatoes.
He's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, I take my hat off to him because it's such a tough job. I mean, young people don't want to pick potatoes anymore.
Yes.
Or carrots or anything.
So, Eunice, you mentioned we're coming into a busy period. For a lot of people, a lot of stress around Christmas. And year on year, you've given us just guidelines really as how best to handle Christmas Day and indeed the day or two after it.
Yeah, so I think, you know, Christmas Day is always a little bit, especially a bit of overwhelming sometimes for people because, you know, generally it all falls on one person. And so my main thing is, you know, weigh your turkey and figure out the cooking time and leave yourself plenty of time for the turkey to rest afterwards.
And can you do a lot the day before?
Absolutely.
Days
have
before.
Your red cabbage made. I'm going to make my red cabbage this week. I'm going to make cranberry sauce this week. Your stuffing can be made the day before. Have all your potatoes peeled the day before, you know, and leave them out in your garage or something. It's freezing at the moment, so they'll be glad, they'll be grand out there. Yeah, a lot of that can be done the day before. And don't over your ham can be cooked the day before. You can glaze it on the day and kind of reheat it with bit of cider. So what I would do is I'd boil the ham the day before, let it cool down, like just kind of undercook it, let it cool down in the water, take it out, take the skin off it, and the next day then put a little bit of cider in the bottom of a roasting tray, and then I heat it up and then just glaze it.
And rule of thumb about turkey, be turkey, goose or duck, a lot of people are deviate from turkey, time-wise in the oven?
Time-wise in the oven, it's 20 minutes pound, yeah. Okay. And, you know, it depends, but also I think there is a difference in the kind of turkey you have or whether it's boned or rolled, and so just check the juices run clear. Always start checking about a half an hour before you think it should be finished.
Then as regards obviously the day after and the days after, you're a great believer in being creative on Stephen's Day and the day after.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen's Day is all about the sandwiches, I think. Yeah. And just mentioning sandwiches, they're at Doon Bakery are open until Christmas Eve this year, which is amazing. And their sourdough is fabulous. Okay. I actually was in this weekend and I got one or two to put in the freezer for over Christmas. Mm. And the other thing, I often have one or two slices left at either end, and I've been stashing those away, and I keep them for breadcrumbs for Christmas Day. And Seagull Bakery have the most amazing Stalin, Connor, which Stephen Cass has in Country Store, and they also he also stocks their bread. And then Cocoa by Judith. If you want to get a really special present for Christmas, get Chocolates by Judith. They're gorgeous.
Now, of course, it's also been a hectic autumn for you with the launch of your very first book, My Irish Kitchen Table. What a production. Well done to you and all of all. Blown away by the photography. And before we came on air, you said first print is actually gone.
Gone. Yeah, the first, I mean, it was a big surprise to all of us, but the first print run is gone. And the second print run will be with Gail on the 18th of December, I think. So there are some still in Easons. Easons and Dungarvan have a lot of stock at the moment. But around the country, the stock is gone. So that's great news. And it's been it was a lovely end to a difficult year.
I was just going to say a difficult year. Appreciate you coming in for you and your family this Christmas. Obviously a difficult time for everyone involved, but I'm sure the book in a sense was a help to keep you focused, and I know Jerome was very much involved in the earlier part of it.
Yeah, he was. Oh look, Christmas is a difficult time for everyone, Karen, and you know, there are many other families in our situation, and you know what you do, just keep going.
Listen, well done. The very best of luck with My Irish Kitchen Table. I really appreciate you coming in and for your annual tips, and look forward to the food festival next year. You're doing a great job heading up the food festival in Waterford. Looking forward to next April. To you and all the family, it's been a difficult year, and let's hope you'll have a good as Christmas as possible, and look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Karen, and I wish you and your family and all of our listeners happy and peaceful Christmas, and go easy on yourselves.
Eunice Power, all the best.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, of course, one of the highlights every year in the racing calendar, particularly down here in the southeast, is New Year's Day at Tremor Races. And to look ahead to the big event, I would like to be joined by General Manager of Tremor Racecourse, that's Owen Byrne. Owen, really, New Year's Day has become such a huge day, not alone for Waterford, but indeed the southeast and all over Ireland.
It has, Kieran. Yeah, thanks a million. It's a really, really good day, and it's grown and grown over the last few years. It's been fantastic.
And we've seen, and our thanks to you for supporting our Farm View auction again with your VIP day for four, be it New Year's Day or the festival itself. As regards the big race on New Year's Day, that has become such a huge event for you, and the record you have with Cheltenham Cup winners Album Photo and Manila Indo winning this race, but now you've O'Driscoll's Irish Whiskey involved.
Yeah, O'Driscoll's Irish Whiskey came on last year as the title sponsor, and very grateful to them. They've enhanced that this year by offering €50,000 bonus for any horse that wins with us for their race, the O'Driscoll's Chase, and goes on and wins at any race in Cheltenham. So it's a huge incentive for any owner.
That's unbelievable. 50,000. So if the horse who wins in Tremore goes on and wins in Cheltenham at the 2026 festival, there's a 50,000 bonus.
Yeah, an extra 50,000 bonus for the O'Driscoll's Chase. Yeah, so that's a fantastic, fantastic incentive, and that'll really, I think, show in our entries, hopefully, you know.
And as I say, you've had some big huge winners and success, Album Photo going on to win two, and of course Manila Indo winning it in 2023. As regards this year's race, have you any inkling at this stage as regards entries for this year, what type of quality will you be hoping to have?
Well, I think trainers are waiting to see what the weather does in places like Leopardstown and that. So Jerry Kalam, Gordon Elliott has mentioned that Jerry Kalam might come to us, so that would be great to start his season there. Henry has also mentioned another Rob Crow horse that may run with us is Heartwood. Gallop and Deschamps has been mentioned. It'll really depend on what the weather is going to be like for Leopardstown, but Willie's a creature of habit, so I'd imagine he'll go to Leopardstown. But look, it's going to really enhance this field, so hopefully we'll have a really good day.
And New Year's Day has become such a great day. It's a great meeting place after the Christmas for families getting together, and really year on year the crowd it got bigger and bigger.
Yeah, no, it's grown. Weather doesn't really seem to matter on that day. Plenty of hot whiskies and Irish coffees on the go, and people tend to get out in all weathers and really enjoy it. So it's turned into be a fantastic day.
Obviously, huge crowds over the last number of years. Would your advice, obviously, for people to book in advance is important, to book in advance, first of all, and secondly, as regards hospitality in the Grand Suite? So first of all, general admission.
Yeah, general admission, people are probably better off. It just makes life much easier when you turn up. Our crowds have been huge on the day, and the queues, people kind of get caught out by them. So it just means you can walk straight up to the door and go in instead of have to queuing for a ticket and then queue to get your ticket scanned. So, if, you know, we've two entrances. If you're pre-booked, you have two entrances. You can go into the top gate for the pre-booked tickets. So it's well worthwhile.
And booking online.
Booking online, yeah. Trororaces.ie, yeah.
As regards in the hospitality Grand Suite, what's the situation at this stage? We're going out just the weekend before Christmas and such. What's the situation as regards hospitality in the Grand Suite?
Yeah, I'd advise people to probably try and book early as well. I mean, from today onwards, it's actually got quite busy with calls, and people tend to like to get over the Christmas first, but then they get disappointed because we'll tend to be fully booked out. So it's well worthwhile. You can book that online as well.
And of course, you also can ring the office. You're open right up to Christmas Eve. Before we come in here, you're open right up to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, right up to Christmas Eve. Annual badges. I mean, you know, I know people have cost of living and everything like that, but like our annual badge there for a lot of old age pensioners who race with us, it's €100 for the year. So you're actually getting in for the 12 race meetings for, you know, less than a fiver. You know,
and of course, the general then for the year at the annual badge, €130. That's spent for 12 meetings.
Yeah, €130 for adults. We also do it for OAP. We do it for €100. So you're actually getting in for less than a fiver for OAP and less than €7 for an adult. So it's great value.
And it's an ideal gift to give somebody for Christmas.
Yeah, we sell an awful lot of them, and it's really good value. Yeah.
As regards the day itself, of course, you're very lucky to support you get from sponsors, particularly local sponsors, and year on year a lot of the same names coming. Obviously O'Driscoll's Irish Whiskey are sponsoring the feature race, but all the races are sponsored on New Year's Day.
Yeah, look, from South East in general, O'Driscoll's are based in Waterford at the airport, and also in Wexford, well known Wexford family. David Flynn has been with us nearly 30 years, so we get a lot of local support. Tremore Medical Clinic there as well, and Tremore really local sponsor, so they're really we're very grateful to them all.
Well, Owen, listen to you and all involved, I know it's a huge day for Tremore, it's a huge day for the South East, a huge day for Waterford. The annual Tremore New Year's Day race meeting with the featured O'Driscoll's Irish Whiskey, with a special bonus this year of a 50,000 bonus if the winner of the chase goes on and wins at the Cheltenham Fest. Listen, the very best of luck on New Year's Day. I'm sure we'll have a big turnout.
Great, thanks very much, Kieran.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farm View. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Turning to our farmer markets and country markets, and it's the last weekend of our farmer markets and country markets of the year. Indeed, the last sales of the year and markets of the year will be on this weekend. A huge array of top quality farm fresh artisan food with plenty of Christmas fare on offer at all the country markets and farmer markets this weekend. Wofford Farmers Market in St. Olaf's Hall this Friday, as well as Dungarvan Country Markets at the Causeway Tennis Club in Abbeyside. While on Saturday, you have Tremore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tremore, Strably Farmers Market, again running from 9 till 1, and Wofford Farmers Market in John Roberts Square. And as regards the opening of the markets, the very first market in the region will be on Thursday, the 8th of January. That's the Dungarvan Farmers Market. While on Friday, the 9th, you'll have Wofford Farmers Market and Dungarvan Country Markets reopen on Friday, the 9th. While on Saturday, the 10th, Tremore Farmers Market, Strably Farmers Market, and Wofford Farmers Market, John Roberts Square will all reopen on Saturday the 10th. Turning to our livestock marts on Wofford Ross Mart, Richie was on to tell us that their first sale of the new year, that's the first cattle and calf sale, is on Saturday the 3rd, with first sheep sale on Monday the 5th. While Dungarvan Mart, their first cattle and calf sale of the new year, and was on to tell us that that takes place on Monday the 5th of January. Turning to a point to point run, Sunday the 4th of January, the opening point to point season of the 2026 season, we'll have United Hunts point to point at Ballindennis, as well as the Shillelagh Hunts point to point at Tinnehealy in Wicklow. And of course, for racing fans, the big one, New Year's Day, the New Year's Day National Hunt meeting at Tremore, always a great day's racing, and again a great family day out. But of course, the big event this weekend, the major tractor run, the Jigs and Wheels tractor run, takes place this Saturday the 19th in Modelligo, all in aid of Shamrine's Recovery Fund, as Sham recovers from a very serious life changing farm accident. Assembly for the tractor run this Saturday is from 12 noon in Modelligo Community Centre, with vintage cars and bikes also very welcome, with DJ Mad Mike entertaining all before takeoff. While following the tractor run, a major fundraising auction will take place in Deckies in Meddeligo, with a huge number of farming and non-farming items going under the hammer. Again, there'll be plenty of live bands entertaining for the afternoon and into the evening, with refreshments being served. For more information, go to Michael Dalton's Facebook page, and to donate, go to Jigs and Wheels GoFundMe page.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, some good news recently that the Abbey Community College in Ferrybem have qualified for the finals, the national finals of the Certified Irish Angus Beef Competition. It's been a fantastic competition over the years, and to get to the final five is a fantastic achievement. I'm joined by the three girls of the team, Emily Kearns, Caitlin Kinsler and Emily Doyle. First of all, Emily Kearns, fantastic achievement, you must be thrilled.
Yeah, we are. We're so happy. But we went into it and we didn't think we'd make it to the five. We just said, Asher, we'll try it and give it a go. And to get to the five is brilliant.
Now, you're in transition. You're the three of you. First of all, how did you get involved, or why did you get involved in the competition, and how was involved? What type of numbers are we talking about?
So we entered it then last year at the start of TY last year in about October. And then there was another stage after that in January that we got into. It was the interviews. And then in March, we got to Croke Park. Nice. So it started with 188 entering the video stage, and 100 were cut straight after that. So 88 made us the interviews in Cork and Dublin. So we got to that stage. And then after that, 42 made it to Croke Park. Mm. And then after that, it was a YouTube video was released with the five finalists, and we were one of them.
That's absolutely brilliant. Before we come in here, you're the first team from Ferrybank to first of all get involved, and indeed obviously get to the final. How did you hear about it, or how did you decide to get involved?
So I heard about it at the end of third year on this radio show, and then I asked our teachers in school, could we enter it? And they go, absolutely no problem. So at the start of TY, we went around to the classes and asked who'd be interested, and the two girls then volunteered. We both have an interest, yes. So we just said, give it a go.
Caitlin Kinsler, obviously you got roped in from Emily, and how have you found the experience?
It's great. You learn so many new things, and I didn't know there was so much like work to actually go into it, and all the different schemes and everything.
Right.
You have
been a real buzz, and the vibrancy brought the three together, but it really brought you back to grassroots, really.
Yeah, it was great to know like where your actual food comes from, like, and the fact that we have the cows that will then be like, our food basically.
Yes, yeah.
It's really cool.
Likewise, Emily Doyle, I think you as well don't have a farming background. Directly, anyway.
Not directly, anyway. No, my mom's farming background, but not properly.
When you got roped in by the other Emily, of course, how have you found the experience?
Oh, I found it absolutely amazing. Like, it's so wonderful to actually expand my knowledge and everything that I'm like actually like really interested in, because I've always loved the concept of like farming and everything to do with that. So actually being able to study like more into it and get involved and stuff and talk to people who are just as interested instead of boring my poor friends.
And of course the team, the three of you, have actually come together well and become great friends, because there's a lot of work involved, but it's very enjoyable.
Oh, it is, yeah. Like, we get to do so much together, and it's not just three of us have become great friends with it, but it's also meeting the other finalist groups as well. We get to meet so many new people and make friends and so many other people from different parts of the country as well.
Now, turning to Emily, as regards yourself, you're from a farming background.
Yeah, so my dad has a farm that he got from his uncle. So I've been, since I was young, I've been going up to the farm on weekends and stuff.
You always enjoyed it from a very young girl.
Yeah, I have, 100%. I was always really interested. And even in the last few years since I got into secondary school, my whole summers have been spent on the farm and like going milking on other farms and everything. Like, I just love it.
Now, you got to the final five to make your presentation, first of all, as you say, up in Cork, but getting to the final five from such a huge entry across the country. Sustainability is an area that you're targeting within this.
Yeah, so that was when we got together, we were like, what's a topical issue in farming? Because that's the main area. So we looked at sustainability and we said, this is always all over the news regarding agriculture. So then we tried to filter it down and see a direct area of focus we could focus on. So then we got an area of focus, and we all got together and we had our own separate bits to talk about and our own areas of focus within the project then as well.
And of course, Aberdeen Angus, renowned beef breed, and they're very much part and parcel of this national competition. It's been a huge success. As regards the breed itself and part of the prize you talked before we come on air, you were at the National Ploughing, the three of you, and you received a very nice prize.
Yeah, so we got 5 calves, well, yearlings, up at the Plowin, and we got to meet the other 5 finalists. So we were on the stand then for the 3 days, and we got to talk to the public, and they got to see our calves and talk to us about our project and everything.
Caitlin, that was a fantastic experience for you at the Plowin.
Yeah, it was great. We got to talk to so many different people. We got to see people running for president. We got to talk to loads of different people.
And of course, also the experience of meeting people and really letting people know and presenting what you've, the work you've put in, being able to tell people and show people what you've done.
Not only could we like share our own experiences, we got to hear experiences from more experienced people as well. So there was a lot of people who gave us their like information, or gave us like their thoughts on our own project, what they thought of it, or they were asking us questions because they thought that we could help them out in certain stuff. And we actually like gave a lot of information to farmers out there who didn't know half the stuff that was on our project, who were very happy to know what they could do to save money.
Brilliant. Emily Kearns, finally on this, the whole sustainability, you've got the yearling. Where do you go from here as regards competition wise and as regards these animals that are out in the farm at the moment?
One of the main goals is, as finalists, to promote our project and promote certified Irish Angus themselves. So we have to do as much work as we can, like coming on here, promoting and our project and Certified Irish Angus and their partners Keepak, ABP and then Tesco as well. So we're just trying to do as much as we can.
So when will the final be announced? Obviously the animals are years now at this stage, so there'll be a cash-in scenario here.
Yeah, so we get them now and we have them for the next year and we can do whatever we want with them. So at the minute we're out wintering them because that's a more sustainable way and they're able for it because they're hardier animals. So we're going to keep them now for the next year, and then they go to the factory then in November.
So when will the announcement be that of the national finals? You're in the top 5, huge entry from schools all over the country. You must be so proud, and the school must be so proud in Ferrybank having you in the final. Where do you go to for the final, or will you be told online?
We get to go to Croke Park in 2027, where the other 42 semi-finalists will be. For that, this project will actually help with our ag science projects for Leaving Cert now as well. We can.
I was just going to say it, because you're all doing ag science, and indeed well done to all your teachers below ag science, sustainability teachers. The school have wrote in behind you. You've done the school proud. You're in the top 5. And look, we'll stay in touch with you. You can keep us posted on what's happening. So I want to say well done to Emily Kearns, Caitlin Kinsler, Emily Doyle. Congrats, well done. The Ferrybank Abbey Community School and College have qualified for the final of the Certified Irish Angus competition. Well done, girls. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much, Kieran.
And before I go on the racing front, good weekend for local Waterford connections. Cross Channel, Dungarvan Jump Jock, Sean Hoolan was back in the winner's enclosure at Taunton. While back home, with wins for Nocky and Butterstown trainer Henry de Pramod at Punchestown, while Ballinacorty trainer Richie Morrissey made the headlines on Monday last with a 250-1 winner at Naas for the Cool Running Syndicate. What a Christmas cracker indeed for Richie. Once again, my thanks to all of you who helped and supported our annual farm auction in any way, with over 14,000 being raised for our WLR Christmas appeal, all in aid of St. Vincent de Paul in Waterford. We really, really appreciate your support, and I knew you wouldn't leave us down. Also, my thanks to Ollie for all his help on the programme, not alone this week, but indeed for looking after me all year as well. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor's goodbye for now, and indeed for this year on Farmview. But before I go, I want to thank and take this opportunity to thank your listeners, and indeed all my contributors during the year, and to wish you all a very happy and peaceful Christmas with your families, and hopefully I'll have your company on Farmview again next year.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.